Good morning to each one. Greetings in the name of Jesus. I do count it a privilege and a blessing to be here with you all. Like greetings from Hepburn Street. If you ever get a chance to get up that way, stop in. We enjoy visitors. Such a beautiful day this morning. It's a nice day to travel down this way, and so it's a good day to be here to worship together. I've enjoyed we came in a little late this morning, so I missed a lot of the Sunday school discussion, but I did caught some of it. I enjoyed that, and I was inspired by that. For a message this morning, I do invite you to turn to Matthew 24. Matthew here is where Jesus is speaking, and he's talking about the end times and all that. I'm going to break in Matthew 24 here and read a few verses. I'm going to start reading at 36 to 44, and I probably should read the whole chapter, but I'll just break in there, and we'll start there and read to 44. And a few thoughts from this text here in Matthew 24. And this is Jesus speaking in verse 36. But of that day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Jesus is telling us to do what here in these verses? Well, these are familiar verses to us all. A lot of us read these verses probably many of times. They're familiar to us all. But this morning, they have inspired me again to preach a sermon out of these verses. And Jesus is telling us to watch and to remain watching. I had to think of, now I'm not a hunter this morning, probably like some of you are. I'm not an archery hunter, like archery season's in right now, but I hear a lot about it. And I hear that some are being successful and some are still waiting. But I understand, I have gone hunting already, but I do understand that one of the keys for a successful hunt is to be out in your tree stand and be watching, alert, because you might miss that opportunity. And if you're going to be out there falling asleep or maybe playing around on your phone or whatever it is, you might miss an opportunity. What Jesus is saying here, we are to watch. We are to watch and to remain watching. Why? Why is Jesus bringing this in to his listeners and for us today, this morning? Why is he keen on this watching? Well, he says we do not know when our Lord Jesus does come, when our Lord is going to come back. We don't know. And I don't know what that thought does to you this morning. You know, we heard a lot of those reminders, a lot of us older ones or older have heard of that. But do you realize this morning that we do not know the hour, and it could be today, that we could be taken from this life onto the next? And do we believe that this morning? Well, Jesus said it's like a thief. I like that illustration. And he said, if you would know a thief was going to come and break into your house tonight, you would be up watching. Not a doubt of mine, I'm sure. And you know there was thieves around. You know there was, you know that 3 o'clock this morning, your house is going to be broken in. You would be watching. So you could catch the thief, or you could see him in action. Well, Jesus has said, that's like when the Son of Man cometh. Watch and be ready, for we do not know the hour he'll come. He says, no one even knows. He's not even the angels, but only my heavenly Father knows. Well, this morning, we know that our Lord could come any time, and we want to have our lives in all readiness and prepared. Prepared. And so this morning, I thought about this message. What inspired me as well is the other Sunday we talked about Noah and the Ark. And I'd like to talk a little bit about Noah and the Ark again this morning. Because Jesus said, it talks about here in these verses, as it were in the days of Noah, so it shall be when the Son of Man cometh. And we like to look at that. And that is the title of my message this morning, as it were in the days of Noah. Jesus said the coming of the Lord will be like the days of Noah. What are some similarities here we're going to look at? Why are some similarities here of Jesus said, as it were, back in the days of Noah? And we know that story, and it's a story that we don't get tired of. I know a lot of you children hear about that story, and a lot of us from growing up heard that story of Noah. It's quite an amazing story. Stop to think about it. But Jesus said that is exactly how, when I come back, is how it's going to be like back at those days of Noah. So what are some of the similarities? Well, those who understand the signs of the times know that Jesus, the coming of Jesus is very near. And this morning we look around in our world today, and it doesn't, as Christian believers this morning, we don't second guess that the time is right. We see signs of the coming of our Lord Jesus. And we don't question that. We don't question that this morning. We see things that are evolving and happening today. It just reminds me that the coming of our Lord is very near. It's very near. And just like Noah, who knew judgment was at hand, as God told him to prepare and build this ark ready for the flood, God told Noah there is going to be a great flood, so you need to do something about it. Noah knew that judgment day was coming. Noah knew that the flood was coming. He had a choice to make. Was he going to obey God and construct this ark? Or was he going to ignore God and keep living his life like the rest of the people were doing in his day? You know, Noah had a choice to make. What was he going to do? Well, we know how Noah was. He took it to heart. He built an ark because he knew judgment day was coming. Noah's day, people ignored the signs of Noah, the warnings of Noah as he built the ark on dry ground, which seemed a little odd, which had never rained before. I had to think of that this morning. What would we do if we know there was a Noah out here on the other side of Lebanon here? Building a huge ark, we would say he's probably, that it never rained before, and he's building this, constructing this huge ark on dry ground. We'd say he's a little crazy. But this morning, Noah knew, as a man of God, he knew there was judgment day, the flood was coming. And Noah spent, 120 years in preparing and building this ark for the saving of his house, Hebrews 11 talks about. He stepped out in faith because he knew when God said something, he meant it and took it to heart. He knew it. Well, 2 Peter 2 verse 5 says, spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. And I believe Peter is mentioning that as he prepared and built the ark, he was a preacher of righteousness. And I like to talk about that a little bit later, but as he went out, he was a preacher of righteousness. I believe as he prepared busy building, he used the opportunity to warn the unsaved and talk about the great flood that was coming. Well, we know it took Noah 120 years, like I mentioned, preparing this for this great event, but only 8 people were saved. And Jesus said, this is what's going to happen when I return. There's going to be all kinds of signs around us that point us to the end times or to his coming. As it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so it shall be when the Son of Man cometh. When the Son of Man cometh. Well, this morning, the unbelievers, the unsaved that are around us during the end times will not understand or take heed to the signs. We'll go on living as to please for themselves. So this morning we see warnings, we see signs. We can go to God's word, we see signs of the end times. We see the signs of his coming. We know it's going to happen anytime. And I guess the question this morning is, are we ready? Are we ready for this? But we see people continue on living as if it were. They're going to live for a long time. But this morning, we don't have a promise of how long we're going to be here on this earth. We don't have a promise how long we're actually going to be here. Do we realize that any moment we could be snatched away out of this life? Well, how were the people living in Noah's day? It says here what Jesus said. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the Son of Man be. For in the days that before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And knew it not until the flood took them away. And so also shall be the coming of the man be. So what were the people doing? They were eating and drinking and marrying, living life. Living life as if it was going to go on and on and on. They were not taking heed of the preacher out there building the ark. They ignored the warnings of Noah, but they kept on living life until the day Noah and the ark and the family and Noah and his 3 sons entered in the ark. And when God shut the door, they were continuing living life like it was going to continue, not taking heed of anything that was going on. Well, the wicked of Noah's day did not understand until the flood came and took them all the way. And I'm sure to the unsaved, to the unbelievers that day in Noah's day, that building an ark on dry ground when it never rained before, thought Noah had issues. I mentioned that. It didn't make sense. But I wonder what went through their minds when the heavens opened up and the rains came down and there was a great flood. Did they realize that all of a sudden realize that Noah knew what he was talking about? What seemed impossible to happen did happen, and it was possible. Well, Jesus said, this is what's going to happen. As what happened in Noah's day, the lack of understanding and taking heed and listening to the warnings of Noah, so it shall be. And with the coming of the Son of Man, this unsaved during the end times will not understand or heed to the signs either. And so we see that here. Jesus said exactly what happened in Noah's day is going to happen in when I come again. There are going to be people busy doing their thing. So what were the people doing while they were living? Well, I mentioned they were eating and drinking, living life. And the thought I get here is like their living life I was going to last for another 100 years, not thinking and preparing and taking heed. And I had to think of the verse in 2 Peter 3, 1-5. Peter said that Peter are going to question, where is the coming of our Lord Jesus? Where is this coming? Things are going to seem like they're continuing on as our fathers lived. However, that goes, saying in my own words. And it seems like we get the thought of people, yes, they know things are happening, things are changing, but you know, everyone just kind of continues living on, thinking that life is going to continue on. Living life like it's going to last for another 100 years or another 1,000, whatever. Not thinking, preparing, or taking heed that life could end very soon or at any moment. And I look at the lifestyle of Noah's day. It looks like the lifestyle of our day today, isn't it? As we look around us, we see people eating and drinking and marrying and giving, whatever it is. They're not worth thinking and preparing about the coming of the Lord Jesus. They're not thinking about the end. How everyone's going to have to stand in front, give an account for their lives. And how there is eternity ahead. But everyone's going about, busy about living life. And we look at our lifestyles today. And we all have a good life this morning. I had to think about that. You know, we get so wrapped up in our own little lives. We get so busy. We have our jobs, we have our businesses, and we live life. And I know that we're supposed to do that, right? We have it good, and we get so wrapped up in our ease of lifestyles that we can so quickly lose sight of the coming of our Lord Jesus. We see signs of Noah, quote, all around us. We see signs, we see signs of the times. But we ignore the signs and we keep on living like we're going to live here another 100 years. I know how it goes. We get so wrapped up in our own little world, our own little lives, that we forget that any moment I could be snatched from this life and on to the next. We see signs, but what are we doing? And this morning we need to live. We need to buy and sell. We need to make a living. That is what we are called to do. So I don't want to downplay that. But let's not get so caught up in our busy lifestyles and forget about the coming of our Lord Jesus. And we're too busy to notice the signs, that the warnings and the signs that are all around us today. All around us. Christ's second coming will be quick and sudden. There will be no last opportunity. No last moment of preparing. It'll be quick and sudden. And the choice we make will determine our eternal destiny, heaven or hell. Tonight or this morning, are you prepared for the Lord Jesus' return? Are you prepared? And as for Christians this morning, as believers, we say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Tonight, this morning, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we just say, I'm ready. We say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Even so come. But for the unbeliever this morning, oh, it strikes fear in your heart when you know you're not ready to meet God, don't it? And this morning, if you're here in this audience, knowing that you're not prepared, please get prepared. Because we want to be ready. Because Jesus said, we don't know when. Jesus said, only our Heavenly Father knows which moment of time when he comes. So this morning, Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so shall also be the Son of Man when he comes. We looked at some similarities. There also will be some difference. There all will be some differences. In Noah's day, God destroyed the earth with a flood. And then we know that when our Lord comes back, and when God decides to destroy the earth, we know at the final end, the end of time, this old world will be burned up. And God's, we can go to Revelation, he says, I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth. It's going to be wonderful. So this morning, Noah's day, God destroyed the earth with a flood. Someday God's going to destroy this world, this old world, with fire. In Noah's day, there was only 8 people saved. I hope when the Lord returns, there's more than going to be 8 people saved. But Jesus also said, he put this warning in Matthew 7, 13, and 14, there's only 2 roads. And Jesus said in those 2 verses, he said the one road is narrow and restricted. There's only 2 roads, and those 2 roads lead to eternity somewhere. But there's the narrow road, this restricted road that leads to eternal life to heaven. But he said there's only going to be few on that road. But the other road is wide and broad. He said there's going to be many on that road this morning. There's many on that road. And we can see that all around us this morning. There are many traveling on the wide road. So this morning, there's only a few that are going to be on the straight and narrow. Are you on that road this morning? Jesus also said that in the last days, there shall be many shall fall away. There's going to be many hearts that are going to grow cold. And there will be a great falling away. And this morning, does that grip your heart as you live your Christian life? That we don't want the devil to deceive us and get us to fall away. We know, we see his work this morning. He is busy trying to get us to deceive ourselves and get our hearts to grow cold and get us to turn and follow him. Follow him this morning. That is his main pursuit this morning. Well, this morning, let's keep Christ number one in our lives. And let's live lives of readiness and prepared. And let's not get caught up with things of this world and not be ready. Not be ready. Well, when Noah, another difference of Noah's life is when he came out of the ark, he was still here on this earth. Could you imagine the day? I think we looked at some of that in our last Sunday school lesson, last Sundays. But stepping out of the ark to a brand new world pretty well. And there no one else around. Just Noah and his sons and their families. And his wife and his family and his three sons. Would have been something. But we know that. Well, we go to our Sunday school lesson today. We still see that people have an evil nature, right? People still have an evil nature. People still want to do their own thing. Noah had an evil nature. There was still sin in this world after Noah came out of the ark. We have choices to make. We have choices to make. Who am I going to serve? And when our Lord comes back, and if we're prepared to meet him in the air, we'll be forever with the Lord. And that is going to be wonderful. We will be changed forever. We will have a sinful, evil nature to deal with if we're spending eternity with the Lord. Well, and that's going to be wonderful. Well, the second part of my message this morning is, what is my responsibility as to do as I wait for the Lord's return? What is my responsibility as I see signs of Noah all around me today? As I see signs of the times, Jesus is coming back. Very soon. Well, the number one, I believe this morning, I need to be ready. Which involves making a choice that I am going to commit my life to my Lord Jesus. This morning, we need to be ready. And I need to make a choice that I'm going to follow my Lord Jesus. And I'm going to surrender my life to him. And this morning, I need to make a choice. Who am I going to serve? Who am I going to follow? And I trust this morning that you're making a choice that you're going to serve the Lord Jesus. So this morning I need to commit my life to my Lord Jesus. I need to take care of my sins. Have the blood of Jesus wash me clean. And make sure I'm clear before God. And this morning we just got to do that. We just got to make sure everything's clear between God and I and my fellow man, whatever. We need to make sure everything's clear and ready. Another point I have here is we need to be ready and stay ready. Stay ready. How to stay ready for a crisis return is to keep Lord number one in my life. Keep Christ number one in my life. And that's a full-time job, isn't it, sometimes? Keep him first in my life. It's a continuing of denying of self and picking up that cross and following my Lord. It's something that we need to do daily. It's not a once and done thing that once I deny him, I have it denied in the rest of my life. No, it's a continuum of denying of self and picking up the cross and following him. Choosing that every day of my life that I am going to serve him. I'm not going to turn around. I'm going to have my focus on my Lord Jesus. I can keep it there. It's a continuum of denying myself. In Noah's day, the wickedness in his day, God said in And has he looked down and seen the wickedness of man? God said, it repenteth that I made man. When he's seen man's heart far from him. And I don't know if the evil in Noah's day is worse than our day or not, but I believe it was pretty bad in Noah's day. And I know it's bad today as well. He repenteth that I made man. God said, I will destroy man because of his wickedness. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And what was the secret with Noah is that he walked with God. He walked with God. Noah lived a faithful life, even in a wicked time. And I believe this morning, today, we live in wicked times. We see evil all around us. But today, we can live faithful lives today. We have to live faithful lives today. And the key this morning is to walk with God. Like Noah did. You know, Noah, I don't know how he did it. Just him and his wife and the three sons that actually entered into the ark. Gives you a picture of what his surrounding, the atmosphere around him was. But Noah walked with God. Noah was a man of God. And Noah walked and obeyed God. And this morning, that lies on our shoulders, each one of us here this morning. We need to walk with God. Have a relationship with him. We need to spend time with God. We need to pick up his word and read his word. Praying. Just spending time are keys to growth in our lives. What are we to be doing while waiting on our Lord to return? Matthew 24, verse 42 says, watch, therefore, also be ready, for the hour ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Jesus said that the hour you're not going to be thinking about is when he'll come, so we need to be ready. So this morning we need to be watchfulness, just like that hunter I mentioned out there. Not want to miss the opportunity. Alert, awake, watchfulness. 2 Peter 2, verse 5, spare not the old world, but save now the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. What are we to be doing this morning while waiting our Lord's return? This morning we need to be preachers of righteousness. And that's more than just the men here in the front bench. That lays on our shoulders, each one of us here this morning. We are to be preachers. Preachers of righteousness, preaching the truth, telling people about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Are you doing that this morning? Are you telling your neighbor that our Lord's going to come back? Telling people about the coming judgment. Telling them about the coming judgment. Telling them about how quick the Lord is going to return, and there will be no time to get ready then. Telling them about the future. Telling them about what's going to happen. Peter says that this is how Noah was, a preacher of righteousness. And I believe that's how Noah did. I believe this morning, as I don't believe Noah was one of those men that, I don't know, but was he one of those men that just went about his work, didn't worry about the rest? But I believe he used the opportunity to tell them of what was coming. Encouraging them to get their lives ready for their flood. Ready for the big flood. Probably Noah was made fun of, laughed at, and mocked. But Noah had a faith in God and believed God that it was going to come to pass. As you can picture people walking by Noah and laughing at that big structure he was building. Laughing at him, jeering at him, and mocking him. And I could always picture Noah just stopping and putting his hammer down or whatever he was doing and warning them and saying, listen, people, you laugh, mock now, but the day is coming. You wish you were inside. And warning them about that great flood, that if they don't get their lives right before God, they are going to be destroyed. Well, this morning, let's be ready. But also be ready to tell others and warn others about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Are we doing that this morning as people, as we live our lives in readiness? Are we ready to tell others and warn others about the coming of our Lord Jesus? Or are we too busy this morning about our own little lives, our work, and our own schedules, and our own agendas, and our own thing, that we forget to tell others about it? Matthew 24, verse 39 says, and Jesus is saying, and they knew it not until the flood came and took them all away. People didn't know it until the flood came, then it was too late. So also shall be the Son of Man when he comes. Until he comes. The question is this morning, are you ready this morning? Are you ready for this? If our Lord Jesus would come right now, would you be ready? With your life in readiness? Verse 40, it talks about two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Talks about two women shall be grinding at the mill, and the one shall be taken and the other left. If our Lord would come, would you be taken or would you be here, left behind? It's a sobering thought for us to consider this morning. We hear these warnings. We know that this is coming, but we know that our Lord is coming back. We don't know when. We see signs. We see signs all around us. Well, what am I doing with my life this morning? Busy, out in the field, all of a sudden. Would I be left? Would I be taken or would I be left? Grinding at the mill, which one? Well, verse 42, yet in closing, watch therefore. And my Amplified says, give strict attention, be cautious and active, for you do not know what hour our Lord doth come. Watch therefore, be alert this morning. Well, this morning, maybe our Lord will come back this week, I don't know. He might come back today yet, we don't know. But this morning, let's give strict attention and watch. We don't want to miss it like the people in Noah's day did, said Noah in his life. Let's be faithful to him and be watching and tell others about him. Let's pray.